thank you for coming this afternoon and hearing our program. We're going to do first the John Adams piece called Shaker Loops, and then a piece called Slow Movement, which has a lot of shaking also, but less action. And then a piece by Phil Klein called Exquisite Corpses. There's going to be a little bit of changeover time between the pieces. It's a little warm in here, so when we're changing over between pieces, maybe you can get up and take a breath of fresh air outside. So we'll start with Shaker Loops. May, can you bow comfortably? Because you know you can move your stand over a little bit.
I can move.
Are you comfortable?
I can switch.
Just be comfortable. You look like you're turning to the side.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, so we're going to switch over now to the set for slow movement, which will take us about 5 minutes by the time we set up the keyboards and the stands. So talk amongst yourselves. We are not taking it at the marked tempo. We are taking it faster than that, just so you, for your information. If you really need signposts as we're going along, I will show the ensemble where number 100 is, where number 200 is. And I've told Gabrielle Cohn that if she talks during the piece, I will stop and start over again from the beginning. So, are you going with no, but I can't see Julie, poor Julia Thurston in the back any other way, so, yeah, or for Ellen Clive. Can you see me okay? My new domineering conducting position.
Just a tad.
Can you see me better now?
Yeah.
By the way, Eleanor and Julia have been totally fearless in joining us. And we also have a bona fide college student joining us in Alto Sax. This is James Miles. All right, here's slow movement. You guys ready?
Thank you.
So the big deal about this piece is that we got asked to provide a small room piece for a broadcast that WNYC is doing at the end of April. They're opening a new, well, I mean, they've moved to a new studio, and part of the new studio is that they have a live street, a live performance space that actually faces out on the street. There are windows so you can see it from the street. And like once a month, they're going to do something live from there. And this is the first. This will be the first time they've done anything live from that room. So we're going to do this piece on April 30th at about 7 o'clock, and it's both really exciting and really terrifying. because with live radio, it's not like it's not like you have a chance to review the tape. They tell you when to go and you go. So we're trying to get as many chances to play this piece as we can. Before we play Exquisite Corpses, I want to extend a big round of thanks to Glenn Mannion, who did all the sound work. The big problem with slow movement was the big problem, one of many, but the biggest is that you have to have processing. It has to, there's distortion and reverb in it, and most run-of-the-mill analog soundboards don't have that. So we inherited a digital board from Merkin, but it's impossible to use. So Glenn took it home and we read the 296-page manual and figured out how to get it to do some of the things we needed to do. I'll tell you something. This is not stuff you learn at Juilliard. So, all right, but this is a fun piece, and it's hard, and this group is getting very good at it. It has enormous solos in it for Juan and Ethan. Ethan gets to use an Ebow. That's what that little doohickey is on the top of his stand, which makes the strings vibrate without plucking them. And for those of you who have been around this group for a few years, would you believe that the person who lent us the Ebow is the customer service manager at Commerce Bank, who heard us blunder our way through in C 2 years ago at Winter's Eve and became a friend of the group, and he owns an Ebow. Like, anyway, this is Exquisite Corpses. It's a great piece.